Loud. Good morning, Jim.
55,000 seater.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Jim. So, yeah, how has Dublin been now that you've had a chance to get, kind of your bearings of what's going on there? I know the Vikings don't arrive until, I think it's probably tomorrow. Is that right? Or late tonight?
I think tonight they're coming in. They're coming in tonight. They're going to run through some kind of a walkthrough tomorrow and then have a media availability tomorrow night. So, yeah, I'm really glad, I came in early. My wife and some friends came, and we had a great time in Dublin yesterday. Went to the Vikings bar that is basically, sometimes you, like when the Vikings play in London, they'll take over a bar and that'll be kind of the fan central. But last night we walk into this place that's considered the Viking bar for the week. And you could tell that they've had Viking photos up. It's been a Vikings bar there forever. So it was just a classic Irish pub, great music, great food. The Guinness tastes good. And Viking fans were already starting to come in. A lot of fans came over early for this.
So tell me, Jim, were the Vikings chosen because of the connection with, Viking heritage in Dublin?
I think it has more to do with the fact, I do think the Vikings have a little bit of a following here. I think it really has more to do with the fact that the Vikings have always been very amenable to playing in Europe. I mean, I do a podcast with Jeff Diamond, the former general manager, and, he was working for the team when they went, I think they were the first NFL team to play an exhibition game in Germany. They've always been willing to go do these things. I think the league looks upon them favorably, likes the fact that their fans travel, likes the fact that they've been flexible with them over the years. Some teams just don't want to play in Europe, period. They consider it a negative. The Vikings have never really taken that approach. And I think the fact that they've always been good about it led to this year, which is, first NFL game in Dublin, but also the fact that they're benefiting from this schedule. They're playing two games that would have been road games against teams that play in difficult stadiums. They're getting to play them on neutral sites. So I think the Vikings are getting paid off for years of being flexible with the NFL in these games.
Jim, a couple of interesting facts about Dublin that I found is the Brazen Head Pub, which was established in 1198, holds the title as Ireland's oldest pub. Did you get a chance to go there yet?
Well, I was there when it opened.
In 1198.
I'm old. Honestly, I have not been there yet. Last time we went to the kind of official Vikings, but now that you've mentioned it, I think we're going to have to go check that place out.
Yeah, the Brazen Head is the name of the place. And also, Dublin has the youngest population in Europe with approximately 50% of its residents under 25 years old. That's crazy.
I did not know that. I came to Dublin to call back home and have you tell me all about Dublin.
Right. Jim, as far as like the health of the Vikings going into this weekend's game, I know that we find out more as time goes on as we approach Sunday's game. But how healthy are the Vikings right now? What are some of the injury concerns you're following?
Well, they're getting Addison back, and listen, obviously the Donovan Jackson injury is serious. What I found most interesting, but again, early week injury reports. You don't know exactly what games they're playing or how anybody's going to progress. What I found most interesting about this week's injury report is that Jay McCarthy is still listed as having an ankle injury and not practicing. So for all the conspiracy theorists who wanted to believe that it was just him getting pulled from the lineup and they made up the ankle injury to pretend that, that they had they had no choice but to go to Carson Wentz, I think they, of course, want this guy practicing. He's a 22-year-old trying to learn the NFL. If he's not practicing, that tells you that the ankle injury actually is limiting him enough that they had to go to Carson Wentz.
So offensive line, we know that we've got some guys that are injured. Jackson is out. Is the center out too?
They believe it looks like he's trending in the right direction. So I think Kelly's going to play this week, and I think that's a big deal. Of course, you're going to miss Jackson. But if you have Darisaw and Kelly back and you have four of your five starters available to you and you have the blind side of the quarterback protected, I think that would be a very positive development for this team because Darisaw by himself made a massive difference against the Bengals.
Yeah, you could tell right away they're running the ball on the left side behind Darisaw. And boy, They had a lot of success with Mason running. Scott got in there. We saw Akers as well. Is Scott the number two or is Akers the number two?
I think they want Scott to be the number two, and Akers is more of an insurance policy. But as I always say, you know, it's not – the depth charts aren't necessarily, you know, doctrine. They aren't – they don't predicate what's going to happen. There might be some things that Scott – you know, Akers might be better in the pass game, you know, and he's been in this system for a long time with two different teams. So it might not be who's ahead of the other guy. It might be more what kind of player you're going to call and who's better adapted. I think Scott has shown that he has a burst and he runs with power. Akers is pretty good in the pass game. It might be more of a pass run situation.
How much benefit to the Vikings is it to have Jordan Addison back?
He's a big deal. He's a very good player. He had a very good camp. Also, he bumps, you know, he gives you somebody who can make you pay, make the defense pay if they overplay Jefferson. I mean, at the very least, he stretches the defense and makes them harder to plan to defend. Also, he'll make big plays. He makes contested catches. He can get open deep. I think he's a big deal.
Jim, the Thursday night game tonight is the Seahawks and Cardinals. Both those teams are 2-1. Does one team stand out to you as better, and are either one of those teams contenders to make the playoffs?
Oh, I think they're both playoff caliber teams. Darnold has played well. I don't, you know, I'll never trust him in a big game again, but he has played well. Cardinals, I felt like going into the season were a sleeper team. You know, I think they're really talented. I think they have defensive talent. Kyler Murray, you know, yeah, he'll make a mistake now and then, but he's been in the league for a while now, and he can be very productive. He's hard to defend. Connor, their lead back just got hurt, but Trey Benson's a very good running back. They have receiving talent. They have a great tight end. I felt like coming in, they might win that division. I still feel that way.
Jim, the Twins last night lost to the Rangers 4-2. Some good developments. I mean, Byron Buxton hit another home run, his 32nd. Taj Bradley, good start, allowed just one earned run in 6 innings. Jacob DeGrom did kind of shut him down for 5 innings. Your thoughts on the Twins?
Well, these games, as I keep saying, don't matter. What matters is what happens within the game with players who are going to be around next year. And in the last 2 games, they've had Zebby Matthews and Taj Bradley pitch well. And that's more important than almost anything else. They also had Luke Kuechel go on the injured list for the rest of the year with a thumb injury. That's not a good development, obviously, but he might have to have thumb surgery. The good thing is he does not look like the kind of hitter who needs a million at-bats to come back from an injury or to adapt to major league pitching. He's got that perfect, quick, you know, short stroke. He knows how to hit major league pitching. He's already proved himself. I think they can pencil him in as their second baseman next year and feel really good about it despite the injury.
The Wild have another preseason game tonight against Dallas. What do you think about defenseman Zeev Bouyam, who got a taste of the NHL last year? Is he going to be a guy they really count on this year?
Yes, and you know they have good defensive defensemen. He will give them an offensive defenseman. He's somebody who can play the point on the power play. He's somebody who can score, create. They really need that. And again, the blue line was already a relative strength for this team. They didn't really have anybody that you wanted to see on the power play, and Bouyam changes that.
Jim, the Gopher football team's going to host Rutgers on Saturday. They had a week off last week. They had lost to Cal the previous week. Former Gopher Ethan Kalik Manis as the quarterback for Rutgers. What do you think about this matchup?
This is intriguing because when the Gophers lost to Cal, we at that point thought, okay, it's not a bad loss. You lost a power school with a football tradition. Then Cal went and got destroyed by San Diego State, shut out. So I think that raises some red flags. So this might actually be kind of a swing week for this program. You know, if you're going to do something with the Big Ten, you better beat Rutgers. If they lose to Rutgers after losing to a Cal team that apparently is not that good, then we might have a different view of this team's capabilities.
All right, Jim, what do you got in your podcast?
We have a full slate up. We have Don Mitchell's show out. We have John Krasinski setting up a live show at Head Flyer. You know, you can go to talknorth.com, find out more about that. And again, I highly recommend the Fantasy Huddle with Randy Shaver and Kevin Gorg. and Jeff Diamond's show this week. Jeff Diamond's NFL insider. He talks, you know, he was working for the Vikings when they started making European trips. He's pretty good about that.
All right, Jim, thank you. Enjoy your time there. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Jim.
That's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at SuhanStrib. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcast at TalkNorth.com. Jim, today brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud. He's joining us live from Dublin, where he's covering the Vikings. He'll be joining us from Dublin tomorrow morning as well. Next on WJON, we've got World and National News from ABC, followed by local news.